This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from, in other words, Women's Books and Resources. Serving you from its new location at 8 Northeast Killingsworth at Williams, in other words, is your local nonprofit feminist bookstore and resource center offering community space, gifts, tools for the revolution, women's writings, and much more. 503-232-6003, or in other words, .org. And
this program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Cotton Cloud Futons, a locally owned business featuring futons and mattresses, frames, covers, furnishings, and accessories which can be made with organic and recycled materials. Cotton Cloud is located at 701 Northeast Broadway in Portland. Information at 503-335-0758 or cottoncloudfutons.com.
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
And so I would like to ask you to be upfront with the American people. Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Why?
Well, first of all, I haven't lied. I did not lie then.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld comes under fire from retired CIA analyst Ray McGovern at a speech in Atlanta. Rumsfeld was interrupted also by protesters repeatedly during his address. Then newly released documents reveal the FBI has been monitoring School of the Americas Watch. We'll talk about government monitoring of peace groups and we'll be joined by a journalist who has been targeted. And we'll go to Bolivia, where President Evo Morales has moved to nationalize the country's gas resources. And the documentary film Bullets in the Hood takes on gun violence.
I have been 8 months since the shooting up Timothy Stan's Ferry occurred. I just want to know when we're going to get some justice. I know 8 people that have been shot and killed by guns.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. In Nigeria, peace talks attempting to resolve the conflict in Darfur appear to have broken down. Earlier today, leaders of two rebel groups, the Justice and Equality Movement and a faction of the Sudan Liberation Army, said they could not accept an African Union brokered plan without major changes. Meanwhile, a larger faction of the Sudan Liberation Army said it would accept the deal, although with reservations. In Somalia, the Bush administration is being accused of fomenting unrest through the support of warlords fighting Islamic militants in Mogadishu. A Somali government spokesperson said the U.S. government's backing is helping fuel a civil war that's led to many civilian deaths. Some 90 people were killed during the fighting in March, the worst violence Somalia has seen in years. In Mexico, over 1,000 police officers raided a town on the outskirts of Mexico City Thursday. That was the site of a riot a day earlier. On Wednesday, demonstrators clashed with police, who tear gassed them for protesting the arrest of several farmers for selling flowers without a permit. The demonstrators took 6 police hostages, all of whom were released. At least 30 people were arrested and remain in custody. 2 journalists said police beat them to prevent them from filming. In East Timor, thousands of people have fled their homes in the capital of Dili amid rumors of an impending battle between the military and police. Last week, 4 people were killed and dozens of homes damaged when a protest of dismissed soldiers turned violent. Meanwhile, in Indonesia, politician and former militia leader Yurico Guterres was jailed Thursday to begin a 10-year sentence for human rights abuses during East Timor's 1999 independence vote. Guterres led a rampage of Indonesia-backed militias after East Timor voted to free itself from 24 years of Indonesian rule. At least 1,400 East Timorese were killed in the attacks. In Israel, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert installed his new government Thursday with a promise to impose permanent borders. Under Olmert's plan, 60,000 settlers living in isolated areas on the West Bank will be moved to Israel's main settlement blocks, home to over 340,000 people. Those settlement blocks would then become part of Israel's permanent borders. Meanwhile, Hamas leader Khaled Meshaal has announced Hamas would be willing to move towards peace with Israel if it agreed to give up its West Bank settlements and recognize Palestine. Palestinian rights. Here in the United States, FEMA's announced it's closing down the local office tasked with planning the long-term recovery of New Orleans. FEMA says it made the decision because local officials have failed to begin adequate planning. New Orleans officials say the government has again abandoned their city. Deputy Mayor Greg Meffert said, quote, "We can't plan on a paper napkin." For the first time ever, the Justice Department is using the 1965 Voting Rights Act to prosecute an African American for racially discriminating against whites. Ike Brown, a local Democratic Party leader, is accused of intimidating and insulting white voters and candidates. Brown's a well-known political organizer who's run several successful campaigns. The government has one main witness, a country prosecutor. The prosecutor, Ricky Walker, says Brown recruited a black opponent to run against him solely because he's white. And finally, we have this sad news from Washington, D.C. Damu Smith, the legendary peace activist, died earlier this morning. The founder of Black Voices for Peace and the National Black Environmental Justice Network spent years fighting against environmental racism, particularly in the South. He was a key leader in the anti-apartheid movement and fought police brutality in Washington, D.C. and around the country. Damu was diagnosed with colon cancer last year on a peace mission in the occupied territories. He then not only fought for his life, but against racial disparities in the healthcare system. In September, he spoke at the first annual Unvarnished Truth Awards in Washington, D.C.
I'm tired of seeing hungry children get up in the morning. I'm tired of seeing people living with AIDS and don't have the power to help themselves because they don't have the resources to do so. I'm tired of seeing people tortured and oppressed. I'm tired of seeing all of these things. And as Fannie Lou Hamer said, well, she's sick and tired of being sick and tired. And so she understood in order not to be sick and tired of being sick and tired, she had to get up off of herself after she prayed to her God and said, give me the strength to do what I need to do to transform this world. And so out of the poverty of Mississippi and the violence and terrorism of Mississippi, this woman, Fannie Lou Hamer, rose up to do what so many of us have refused to do, and that is to speak truth to power and not be afraid to do it.
Damu Smith is survived by his daughter Aisha. His legacy lives on in all those who fight for justice.
All our enemies, bring them to their knees.
Michael Franti, we can bomb the world. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
And welcome to all of our listeners and viewers.